Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You guys have good news?
What's that?
She is finally done at Comic-Con, and she's able to give us her movie reviews.
All right.
Yeah. She's worn slap out, I bet.
I bet she is. Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is on the phone right now. Hi, Gray.
Hey, everybody. I'm still trying to hydrate.
I know you are. How was Comic-Con?
It was really fun. We put on 3 days of our Rotten Tomatoes panel that is called Your Opinion Sucks.
That's
Guess
great.
Who came up with that name?
You did.
I love it.
I sure did.
Yeah. And I liked your costumes. Which one was your favorite? I liked the Willy Wonka one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I did, Close But No Cigar was Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
Still another Johnny Depp character, and where he is orange, actually. And my favorite out of Catwoman, Bride of Frankenstein, and the Mad Hatter was actually the fourth surprise costume, which is Wonder Bread Woman.
Wonder Bread Woman. Look at you.
Got it.
So punny, Gray.
Thank you. That was a fun one to wear because I kept screaming at everyone to eat their carbs, and I'd throw bread at them.
We might have to do that with Big Al Mack.
That's funny.
Any good run-ins with celebrities out there?
Man, I'm pretty sure that in my Catwoman costume, Fabio asked me out on a date.
Hey.
Yeah, you did.
Still got it.
Yeah, you do.
Him or you?
Actually, both. I was like really close to him, and he smells like an angel's wings.
Fabio does?
Yes, it's amazing. I don't think that it's any external force. I think that smell just comes out of his pores.
Just want to sop him up with some Wonder Bread, huh?
Oh, you're damn right. Wow, I was so impressed. And there were so many weird Comic-Con star run-ins. As usual, it's always a complete cluster blank, and I end up like not knowing my name for like the next 2 weeks. I'm a mess, you guys.
Oh man. Well, hopefully you're not a mess right now, because you got to tell us what's going on in the theaters this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to a movie this weekend, so I'm relying on Gray heavily.
Okay, here's the thing. I have some very important news.
What?
On the documentary front, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Sequel, is in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I want to tell everybody is because I know that this stirs up a lot of people's passions and a lot of people disagree about what's happening with our environment. But I still recommend that you see the movie, because something is very important for us to do in this world is to remember how to discuss things with any level of civility, because that's the only way that we're going to survive all of this. Agree or disagree, it's not a problem, but I just got back from Comic-Con where I'm encouraging fans and critics to argue with each other, but we need to do it in a way that reminds us all we're all just people. Be
right.
Cool.
Take time to listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So hashtag be inconvenient is their social handle, and it is fresh on the tomato meter. I thought it was exceptional, but let's get to the fictional movies. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, let's right. do that. Because I think Kelly and I might see the Al Gore movie next week if we have a little chance.
And then there's a couple of movies out at the box office because we've got the kids.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get her take on those.
The emoji movie?
Yeah, we just call it the poop movie.
We're number two.
That's what we're calling it, the poop movie.
Yeah.
If you saw it, you'd call it that too.
Oh no!
It's the poop movie.
Oh, no. Oh.
You guys, I have never seen an animated movie that was as nonsensical and ridiculous and grinding the gears as the emoji movie.
No.
Now, so I'm always trying to find one way to give a movie the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
And so an animated movie like this, because it is not trying to send them an important, beautiful message that will stay with them and grow in their brains for the rest of their lives, like, say, Zootopia did, I say, well, are the kids at least laughing? Are the kids at least having fun watching this? Is this silly enough for these beautiful little angels? And the answer is apparently no.
Oh, wow.
The children in the theater were not laughing.
Oh, no.
This movie stars the voices of T.J. Miller, James Corden, Maya Rudolph, Sir Patrick Stewart, and a lot of other really talented folks who are just trying, okay? They are trying so hard. Mm. So T.J. Miller plays meh.
Meh.
And he's not good at being meh. Mm. He can be every emoji emotion, and that is a problem, apparently. So the bad guys are trying to erase him as a malfunction. But he just wants to get reprogrammed so he can be meh like he's supposed to be. And that is the most coherent thing that you will ever hear associated with the Emoji Movie. Because the movie itself is like, what? It makes no sense. It's a bad, bad movie, you guys.
Oh,
and
no.
So the kids get to laughing when James Corden's high five does some slapsticky stuff and he falls down and his fingers get all crunched up. So that made the kids giggle. So they're not going to be totally lost or bored, but it's so high concept. And I think the only kids that are young enough to like this movie, they're not really emoji experts yet. They're not really texting a lot. You know, how many 3 or 4 year olds do you know that are sending text?
That's why we call it the poop movie. Yeah. That's the only one the little 4 year old knows.
And is the poop emoji like the ladies man or something?
No, he's not the ladies man, but he's voiced by Sir Patrick Stewart, and he's definitely the funniest emoji in the movie.
Okay.
He's fantastic. He should have been in it more. But James Corden isn't so bad. He's pretty good as high five. So this one does not yet have a tomato meter. But if I gave it my own personal rating, it would be all of, like, the crying faces. Plus, like, you know, maybe some sort of weapon so I could do something to myself so
I
could stop watching the movie earlier.
The water gun so you could squirt your eyes?
Oh, man.
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
Man, that sucks because I think I'm going to be stuck watching that too, Kelly.
Well, can you take mine?
Huh?
Uncle JC, I'll buy your popcorn.
I'll think about it. I'm going to try to
get it. With Milk Duds.
Oh, see, now you got me in.
There you go. I really hope that your kids laugh at it and they're more engaged than the kids in my theater were, because that's what this is really all about.
Hopefully JC will come back and say, Gray Drake has never been more wrong about a movie review ever.
Godspeed, my friend.
Because you're
going to
have to see it.
I highly doubt it. Yeah, my son loves the poop emoji.
That's the bad part about a kid's movie with a bad review. You still got to see it anyway.
I know.
Got to go.
Every time.
I know. Brutal. This is not going to win any Oscars, guys.
All right. Well, let's move on to something positive, I hope.
I am ending on a very high note because Charlize Theron has brought us Atomic Blonde.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It looks
right.
good.
So you guys have seen John Wick, right?
No.
Well,
yeah, I should, because I love Keanu.
I've seen the previews.
You know what? I don't like Keanu, and I love John Wick.
There you go. Okay, so that's a testament to the power of John Wick. And the reason that I bring it up is because you've got a really, really cool movie star who is really good at kicking butt, and that's exactly what this is. Charlize Theron, like, ramped up to 1,000% in Atomic Blonde at playing a spy whose colleague is killed. So she has to go in 1980s Berlin to Berlin to get a list of double agents that has gone missing. So here's what I'll say if I put my critic hat on. It's about 20 minutes too long.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not as tight as John Wick was, but it doesn't really matter because she is so good. The set and, like, the setting of Berlin is so fantastic. It's set in the 80s. It looks great. And the action.
Yeah.
There is a scene in this movie that is going to make everyone's brains explode with awesomeness. And it's unforgettable. I saw this movie months ago. I can barely remember my own name on normal days. And I remember this film. It's so fun.
Okay.
It's enough to make a girl want to buy a bottle of hair bleach, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Ray's going to go blonde.
All right, that's my movie this weekend.
Would you love it if I went to see it and came back to work as a blonde?
Absolutely,
yes.
I would.
I don't think I could pull it off.
I think you'd look great as a blonde.
I might.
Hells yes. Big Al's going to come back as a blonde.
He's done it.
I've done it, yeah.
He looks like Cisco.
Well, only Harry has on his lower body.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ass fro is going to be looking good.
Blonde ass fros have more fun.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Listen, you know, it's like you're from L.A. and doing what we do here, too. Now you know how I spend my free time. So Atomic Blonde is currently fresh on the tomato meter,
good.
And I'm super happy about it. It's a really, really kick-ass time at the movies.
All right. Good.
Good.
I'm going to see it.
Awesome.
I'll be at the poop emoji movie.
Hey, Gray, real quick before you go, Spider-Man's still out in theaters, and we've got a couple of real young kids in the house. How young is too young to see that movie? Four? Is four okay?
I'd say it's borderline, but here's my reasoning. These days, you know, if he's watching a lot of, you know, other kind of superhero movies or TV shows, then he's going to be okay. But towards the end of the movie, towards the climax of the film, it does get pretty dark.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean dark, like literally, it's sort of like there's a lot of big scary things that happen.
Okay.
The rest of the movie's going to be fine, but you might want to keep an extra eye towards the end, because that's where things start to get a little iffy. It might be overwhelming.
Yeah, we might have to.
I took my kids. My son's 5. My daughter's 3.
Yeah.
My son liked the whole movie. He lost focus here during the storyline. My daughter lost focus halfway through, and she started walking around.
Oh, okay.
So I'd say 5 is good. Yeah.
That's good. I'd say, you know, because I think that just because I don't have a kid, I'm not exactly sure how kids react to all this really intense stuff, but they see it generally everywhere. And so, unless your kid's real sensitive,
okay,
then it's going to be just like JC's daughter kind of wandering around like, whatever.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Well, Greg, you don't have a kid. Would you like to try?
Every day with my husband.
Oh, that's right.
Not you.
That's I forgot. Yeah. Yeah.
Al's trying to ease his way back in the game. that was
but you know what? Listen, you join the ranks of Fabio, of men that
right.
I would just tear apart if I could.
Tear you apart.
Yep. What a piece of wonder.
It must be nice to be able to say that, Gray, and know that you'll never be called on it. I'd say that too if I had a husband to protect me.
Yeah, Jenna just right across the room. I hop over there and
I'm scared to compliment.
All right.
Well, Gray, it's great having you back. Glad you're back from Comic-Con. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Gray.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Have you guys seen what people are doing lately on the internet?
In regards to
the big thing yesterday?
No.
What's the big thing?
Seeing if your foot is the same size as your forearm.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to match.
Yeah, your foot is apparently, according to some Asian cartoon and a doctor that's a character on that thing, he said that your foot should be the same size as your forearm.
No way.
No. I thought there's no way.
There's no way.
No, it's true. I've heard this is accurate.
I got orangutan arm, so I'm thinking my forearm is going to be way bigger.
Well, elbow to wrist. Yeah.
Yeah, elbow to wrist. I just did it yesterday and today, just in case my foot shrunk. My foot was the same size as my forearm.
This looks huge, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does look huge,
which means...
No, there's no way.
I have to get a tape measure because there's no way I'm flexible enough to test this theory.
Yeah. That's the first problem.
That's the problem. Al, you might be flexible enough.
Man, please. I'm barely tying my shoes.
I mean, I guess what Al could do since he's not flexible
Mine
enough
is
take a shoe off.
Mine is.
All right, Kelly's doing it. Kelly's...
Well, how do you know where the beginning? I can't see.
Elbow to wrist.
Your elbow pit.
To wrist. Your arm is your forearm's a little bit longer than your foot, Kelly.
It's not.
You fall on the 17%. Big Al Mac's trying. He is deaf. Oh, man, Al.
Mine fits.
Al Mac, we need to get you in with some sort of stretching person.
Or yoga.
Yoga.
Hammy trying to do this.
Bro.
Do your wrist knuckle. On your wrist bone, whatever.
Al, is that for reals?
Wow, that's for reals.
It's like a torture chamber.
Careful, Al. We can't afford to pay you workers' comp again. Maybe do your shoe, Al? I didn't know you couldn't.
Whew, I'm exhausted.
I have too.
That's a good point. You just put the shoe there.
I'm going to need a day off.
Al, that blew my mind.
I'm going to need a day off, dog.
I thought you were super flexible.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
What made you think that?
There's no way.
All right.
Al, the other night, you were super flexible.
Thank you, Jenna. Anyway.
Wow.
Mine fits. That means I have clown feet or something.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, yours is the same, about the same size, Al.
Yeah, I guess.
Even though I feel like I don't trust guys with their shoe size, I think you guys buy bigger shoes than
wear. What size you wear? 15?
Yeah.
No, because then I feel it's just uncomfortable when your heel comes out. It's just not worth it. 79% of people found their foot and forearm are the same length. So if you're doing it at work today, you're normal.
Congratulations.
According to this. 17% say their arms are longer. 4% say their foot is longer. Kelly, you were with the 17, right?
Yes.
And if you're a female doing that at work today, call me because you're flexible.
Most humans could do that.
I mean, it wasn't easy, but.
Human right here can't.
Yeah. And Kelly, this will make you feel better after what happened yesterday to you and you realize you feel like you're failing.
Oh, I was like, what? Kelly, what am I upset about
now? Refresh everyone. Kelly is struggling because she has stepchildren now. Well,
stepchildren.
You feel overworked.
Term. It's bonus kids.
Sure, I offended someone.
You feel like the world is falling on you, right?
I just don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to feed them all.
It's a lot.
I'm the worst at feeding than one person because timing everything out is a big problem. How do you, when you're
it's like Thanksgiving
more than one
dinner
thing,
every night?
How do you time stuff?
Right.
And so I've got something in the microwave, something in the oven, two things on the stovetop, and I'm like running around and this over here is burning. This one's getting undercooked. I don't know what I'm doing.
And then you have to
I don't know what I'm doing.
Take into consideration, or you have to learn.
This
kid likes this. This kid loves this. This kid won't eat.
Do they all like different things too?
Well, they're pretty. Sure. Actually, they're
they
not
all like
very
tuna
picky.
Casserole.
They do like tuna helper. I found out after they all poo pooed at it. I was like, try it, and they liked it. But I'm finding out that not everybody eats like the raspberries eat.
Meaning,
how do the raspberries
a lot?
Oh.
That people apparently have much smaller appetites than the raspberries do.
Well, you're from the South, so if we go to a place and they don't pile the food on, like to a restaurant or whatever, nothing fancy, we're like, where's the rest of it?
People in the South eat they're never going to get to eat again.
Right, yes, we do.
It's this is my last meal, I'm on death row.
You know what, I dig that, I love that.
I don't get it.
So I don't know how to feed little people little amounts of food. I'm used to giving them like 15 choices.
So you have a lot of leftovers?
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, see,
so yesterday what we did was we had leftover lunch. Everything that was in the freezer that I needed to get rid of, we had like three corn dogs. I had five dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. That went on a plate.
Yeah.
I had some leftover pizza from the night before. They didn't touch that.
Okay.
I had a bag of just a few curly fries and a few waffle fries. Put those in the oven.
Oh my God.
I mean, they loved it. It was a smorgasbord.
None of this goes
together. I had these little Hot Pocket bites. I had about eight of those. I put that on a plate.
This
I was like,
together,
eat up.
Kelly,
we're going to have to start the stepmommy test.
I had two containers of this little tiny, of course, they all want applesauce, and all I can find is these two little lunchbox containers, so they each had like two spoonfuls of applesauce.
So you had corn dogs, applesauce, curly fries.
Waffle fries.
Waffle fries.
And that was for lunch?
That was lunch.
Oh. Wow. That was
but
lunch?
I was cleaning it out.
Okay.
I had five chicken nuggets and three corn dogs. They had to all split this up.
Okay. What did you guys have for dinner?
Dinner was breakfast because I hadn't.
Kelly!
I didn't have a chance to go to the grocery store.
Kelly,
I'm telling you.
Kelly, you're right. You're failing.
I finally sat down. I was like, I'm going to try one of these new grocery delivery services.
I wish I'd said Eggo waffles.
And I'm like, I'm going to order stuff for supper. And by the time I went through the whole rigmarole of ordering everything, at the very end, they tell you when the delivery date's possible.
Uh-huh.
Saturday morning.
Of course.
I'm like, I don't have time to go.
Stick with Blue Apron, Kelly.
So I went through the pantry. I'm like in a panic. I'm just standing there and looking at the
Twinkies. I cut up two Twinkies.
So I had some eggs.
And you don't break out the Vienna sausage.
And some shredded cheese, and I made scrambled eggs. And then I had a pack of bacon, which I don't know how to cook bacon.
What about teeny weenies?
I cook the first few, turn out fine, then they progressively start to burn.
Microwave it on a paper towel.
I tried that, Jenna, and I guess the bacon I got, because I've done that before, was too thick or something, and it was just pale and mushy.
Oh, mushy bacon
is
the worst.
And Alan said I should have just microwaved it longer, but I threw it all in the pan, proceeded to burn it. I had some tortillas, so I said, y'all are having breakfast roll-ups.
For dinner.
They had breakfast roll-ups for dinner. I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh.
And Alan says,
you
they're
ever
fine.
Invite me over for dinner.
Gourmet for going. Them. I don't know.
So while all this is happening, what's Alan up to?
Y'all come over to my house.
Oh, he's Hello, I'm Alan. He just eats it. And then listens to me gripe as I clean it all up, saying I don't know what I'm doing.
So he comes home from work, and you're just in a mess of dinner and
I'm
clothes.
Trying.
Yeah,
your kitchen.
Oh,
your
wow.
Kitchen. I don't know what your
it's
kitchen
is. It's a nightmare. I do, yesterday, 2 loads in the dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just
two
like.
Two loads. You had to run your dishwasher twice?
Yeah, yesterday.
In the same day?
Yesterday morning and last night.
I don't think I've run a dishwasher twice in a week.
Right?
I run it twice only because I get too lazy to unload it. Do people do that? So you just add more dirty dishes and wash them all again?
Yes.
I do that with laundry. I do that with dishes. I'm not unloading it. I'm just adding more.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just learning how to time everything out.
You're learning.
I'm going to the grocery store today. I have this wonderful little app that helps me make a grocery list. So I'm going to go to the grocery store today. I'm going to do better. I'm going to get the hang of this.
What's for lunch today?
I don't know yet.
Pancakes?
I have no idea.
Drive
I don't know what I have left.
That's what I would have done.
Pancakes and
get in the car. We're going to the store.
Fruit That's Loops. Why we had pizza delivered the night before because I didn't have anything.
Fruit Loops and blackened fish.
Man.
I don't know, Kelly.
The struggle's real, Kelly.
It's just I don't know how to balance anything. I guess
tuna
most people,
and Cheetos.
Yeah, right. I guess most people have this figured out by now.
Oh my God.
No, I think there's a lot of people in the same boat as you.
Oh my God.
A lot.
I'm just picturing.
I need to learn how to use the crock pot. I need to learn how to do that. I'm gonna make an effort to do that.
I think this is where Mother Price got the loaf thing from. Because
Mother Price would just go.
Well, how was Alan feeding them when he has them?
Well, he said he tried because he could see I was frustrated, and he was so sweet. He said, "Kelly, look, I used to boil noodles, put some butter and Parmesan cheese on it, and
Boom.
That was supper.
Boom. Okay.
So
Done.
Anything I do beyond that, he said, is gourmet to these children. So they're fine, and they eat, they get up, they go play. They're fine.
Now, please help Kelly's bonus kids.
Do we need to drop some rice off at her yard?
For just $2 a day, you can help Kelly feed her
in
bonus
fact,
kids.
We're having the Kelly Raspberry food drive this Saturday.
Oh,
I'll take you by food bank. Take you by the food bank.
I just need to learn. I just need to learn how to balance it all.
Get some MREs, Kelly. Just get some meals ready to eat.
Please bring your canned goods to the studio.
Stop it.
Non-perishable food items would be good as well, please. We have many kids to feed. Not enough time to do so. It's a struggle out there. We'll release the video next week of the kids.
Oh, no. No video of me in the kitchen. It's not pretty.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What you tell us should make everyone feel good. It's Feel Good Friday. These are the... You know, when you go into the weekend, you're looking forward to something that's happening this week and maybe next week. Got a few text messages here. You can also text the show using that same number, by the way. Michelle wrote us and said, I just got an official engineer in training position offer at the company I've been interning with all summer to start post-graduation in December.
Yay.
I'm the 1% of Hispanic women in engineering. Feel Good Friday.
Look at you.
1%.
Look at you.
Yay.
You're a 1%er. This is Tara, feeling good this Friday. This is when we tell you there's huge feel goods and then there's the small wins in life.
Okay.
Feel good this Friday. I put $1.50 in the Coke machine, got 4 Dr. Peppers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Winning at life.
That's a win.
I'm so excited to get through this day because tomorrow we're taking our 10-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son to see Shawn Mendes and Charlie Puth.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Those are good kids to follow if you got little ones. My son and daughter love Shawn Mendes and Charlie Puth. Let's go to the phone here with Nick.
All right.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
Nick.
Not much.
Man, I am so shocked this morning.
Why is that?
Why? I thought I was the only one who ate breakfast for dinner.
Oh, no. It's good.
It is good.
He made my day today. I had some other reasons to feel good, but that just made me feel good.
Oh, thank you.
What's your favorite thing from breakfast to eat at dinner?
The only thing different between us is we go all out when we eat breakfast.
Like
you
what?
Gotta add, we got potatoes, eggs, bacon, and then, of course, you got to add the waffles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
got of course.
All waffles for dinner.
So we eat.
There you go.
You must be from South, like we
no,
are.
No, I'm actually from Texas.
Oh,
okay. Look at you.
All right.
We pile it on.
Oh, man. You have a wonderful weekend, Nick. Thanks for calling in. Feel Good Friday, I got over it and finally spoke to a friend after a year of being mad at her. A few bottles of grape juice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Later, we laughed, we cried, we got back together.
That's very cool. Let it go.
Right. We all have that one friend that we got in a huge fight with, mm-hmm. and nobody is going to step up and apologize. But no. You know you want them in your life.
Well, even if you don't, you know, when you're holding that grudge, what Kelly always says, it's not hurting anybody but you.
That's right.
You're holding
you
that grudge
up.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Let it go, man.
Our friendships are lost forever because of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Right? That's
all
true.
It takes is a sorry. Just one word.
Yep.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man. Why are you feeling good this Friday?
I'm feeling good this Friday because I recently started woodworking, and I'm working on converting a pool table into a dining room table.
Oh,
that sounds interesting.
So, yep. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I guess you take the.
I'm building a tabletop for it into four sections to where the lady can remove it and building benches and chairs to go around it.
Okay.
So she could still use it as a pool table if she wanted to by removing the top?
Yep, that's the whole point.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And I want to give a shout out to Kelly because I'm also from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Could I interest you in a wooden door table that may or may not be infested with little bugs?
Now I'm good on that one, buddy, but I could build you one that's not infested with bugs.
Right.
Well, so Al's is not fixable, right, if it's got a bunch of bugs in it?
No. I got to
burn it.
I'm going to get rid of it.
No, if it's got a bunch of bugs in it, I wouldn't use that wood.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of it this weekend.
That's cool, though. Pool table and dinner table. That way your dining room could be the game room.
Yeah.
Chicken breast, corner pocket.
If I think my door has termite damage, like, does that whole thing have to be replaced?
Probably, yeah. You need to call termite man.
No, I need to call my landlord.
Yeah, call the landlord. That's why I rent my house.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, Tori.
Tori.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Tori.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What you got going on tonight or Saturday night?
Saturday night, me and a group of people, we're going to go see Nickelback and Chris Daughtry.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Chris Daughtry.
At the Starplex Theater.
Is Chris, he's touring with Nickelback?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So Chris is opening for Nickelback, right?
Yeah.
Or Daughtry is opening for Nickelback, yeah.
How did you feel about the Kid Craddock Nickelback songs from back in the day?
Oh, gosh, did y'all do songs? Wait a minute. I wasn't driving to school for a long time, and I wasn't in the car with my mom for so long. What would y'all do?
Oh, nothing. We were really nice.
He loved Nickelback.
He loved Nickelback.
We had fun with their songs.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with their songs. But you guys have fun at the show on Saturday. I always wonder what Nickelback fans think. Like, do they laugh along with us?
Hopefully they have a sense of humor about it.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Why?
Michelle?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Welcome to the show.
How are y'all today?
Doing
wonderful.
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm feeling real good.
Why?
Because today is my last day at work, and next week I will be off to Florida because I was a Trip a Day winner a few months back.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Do you have a job to come back to after your trip?
Yes. I'm blessed to have a full-time job with benefits and all that crap, so I get it paid for next week. So.
Okay.
All that crap.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful time. Let us know. I'd love to hear from people who won from us that they had a great experience. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm excited. It's uniquely nestled, so.
Yeah, it is uniquely nestled.
I'm uniquely nestled on the coast,
of
right?
Of course it is.
Wait.
That's right. Uniquely, the things that make us say.
Yes.
From the text, I'm 27, decided to go back to school. You're looking at a future graduate from the class of 2019.
All right.
And full scholarship, everybody.
Oh.
Good. My advice is don't stop for a six-pack of beer on your way to class.
Yeah, is that what got in the way there?
Might derail you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a good idea. Not a good look.
You just sat out there and drank the beer and just was like,
I said you want to have one, you know, get me motivated.
Hey, Jacob.
What's going on, guys?
You.
What up? What are you feeling good?
Man, the other day I was in Arby's and there was this old man. Couldn't read the menu, you know, couldn't do much. He was getting on up there in age and nobody would help him. So I asked him what he wanted, you know, and I read him off some items on the menu. Anyways, he told me what he wanted. I sat him down. Went up there and got his food and brought it to him whenever he tried to pay me. I didn't allow him to pay me or whatever. I didn't want no money for it. But I got to sit down and talk to him. And come to find out, he was a Vietnam War veteran, served so many tours of duty and stuff. And so it made me feel good for sure to be able to buy his lunch and get down and get to sit down and talk to him.
Yeah.
And
stuff.
You made a cool friend out of it too, man. Jacob, that's cool.
Good for you, man.
For sure. Yeah.
That's inspirational to other people, hopefully.
Yep. From Jacob being inspirational, helping an old man, to the youngin', Braden, how you doing?
Doing all right. How you doing, man?
Yeah, we're doing good, bro.
Why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because I turn 21 tomorrow.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, what you going to do to celebrate?
Who knows? Might have a kegger, brother.
Well, enjoy that first beer.
Might have a kegger, brother.
A kegger. Okay. I didn't know what he said. Okay.
Yeah.
Come by. I'll give you a free beer, dude.
Right on, dude. I'll come.
My man.
He's going to be drinking all weekend.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I have he's a feeling. Hate Sunday.
I have a feeling he's drank one or two before.
Yeah, you recover very well when you're 21. You're
that's
be
true.
Out.
You bounce back right back a lot quicker.
Yeah. You ever have a beer before? Oh, he doesn't want to tell us. He gone.
He's got to go start planning.
Yeah,
feel good because I found out I'm not the only one that burns bacon. Thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
No, I mean it's so hard.
We have a lot of people that sent you some advice on how to.
Time out
the bacon.
Perfect.
Whether you want to do it in the oven or on the.
I have never tried oven bacon. I usually do the microwave with paper towels.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this wasn't working, so I threw it in the pan, and that was a disaster.
Plenty of options for you, Kelly, if you want to.
I love options. I love bacon options.
Keep your Feel Good Fridays coming. We love reading them again. Use the hashtag Feel Good Friday on Twitter and Instagram.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we have a bunch of branches here. At our station.
Mm-hmm.
And those branches, they turn into podcasts. our sports staff, most of them have their own podcast. And now that Kelly's married, she, along with her husband, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Do one as well.
It's a fun little project for us to do together. It's something he's never done before. A podcast is something I've never done before.
Yeah.
So it's something fun for us to do together.
Sure.
Similar to the radio show or...
Well, it's just us so far. We actually had a guest on, Deontay, who helped plan the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a whole show on that.
You guys do it at home?
Well, this is the first time we actually, because Alan works and it's just kind of hard with his schedule to jibe with mine during the workday. They gave us this recorder and we go home and we're able to do it from there. So
perfect.
This past week we sat down on the floor. We popped open the Rip Van Winkle out
to
celebrate our first podcast from Evans Estate, formerly known as Raspberry Manor, and we did a little podcast.
And you guys were talking about, because you guys have to combine a lot of things, and there's a lot of compromising that has to go on.
Compromising going on, so that was the subject of this episode.
So
a sandwich and some lovin'.
This is what got us thinking here at the station. It was this soundbite here.
I like shoes. I have a jacket fetish, and I have a shoe fetish.
Socks.
Well, not fetish.
And socks.
Yeah, I like socks. I like clothes.
Well, here's the thing. As I told Alan, you have way more shoes than I do. That's the truth.
And then...
You disagreed.
And then I disagreed with that, because I looked in the closet. There's no way I have more shoes than Kelly has.
And
her shoes...
I have gotten rid of a lot.
You have a lot of boots, too.
That's what I forgot I had. Because I told... We decided we were going to count our shoes and keep it a secret until we reveal right now on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot about all my boots because...
Did you count your boots?
I counted my boots. I even counted the shoes I'm wearing on my feet. I counted every pair of shoes I have, including flip-flops, including bedroom shoes.
That's what I did. I counted... I have a pair of...
Because I have two pairs of bedroom shoes.
I have a pair of UGG slippers in there, men's UGG slippers.
Wow.
I counted
everything.
Everything I can put on my feet.
I counted my water shoes when we went into the beach and I had to wear water shoes.
So I have to add one to my total count. Okay, so we're going to reveal how many shoes. I counted all my shoes that are here on this property. You did the same.
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
This property.
Yes.
1, 2, 3,
71.
38. She has
70.
Twice the amount of shoes. 71 pairs of shoes.
Really?
I kid you not.
I got rid of a bunch already.
I kid you not. Not 2 hours ago. She wasn't yelling at me. But she was very demonstrative, adamant in her opinion that I had more shoes than her.
You know what it is? I think it's because your feet are bigger and they just seem like more shoes.
71, babe?
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm
going to
get rid of some.
Holy
Kelly
Actually,
Raspberry.
Actually, a little later in that podcast, he reminded me there was another pair, so I upped it to 72.
72.
And then later.
Let's get
I found like it was another cabinet where I'd stuck some shoes and forgot it.
How many were there?
I had like four more pair.
The whole time Jenna's sitting over there, she's not in shock. She's just nodding approvingly.
Absolutely. This is after I had gotten rid of a ton of shoes.
Oh my God. 76.
There must have been over 100 I had before I started eliminating.
What do you think the average American has in their closet?
That's not that much. I'm embarrassed.
No way.
I'm embarrassed. Oh, but every time, now I go look at them, I'm like, well, I still need that pair. You never know when you need, you know, there's some dress shoes you need. You don't need them, but maybe once a year, but you still need them when you need them.
You're not going to wear all 70-something.
You do eventually.
Yeah. Man.
It's hard to throw them away. It's hard to get rid of them.
You
I'm
have
sure.
some you wear just every day, but there's some that on a special occasion. You can't just go out and buy a new pair of shoes every time, you know?
I only have one pair of shoes that I call special occasion shoes. They're not dress shoes, but they're
that's
like
the difference with guys, though. I mean, we can wear dressy flats. We can wear heels, open-toed heels, closed-toed. There's
gold,
so much more
silver,
variety
black.
That
so much.
Women need.
Between the two of you, over 100 pairs in your house.
Oh, easily.
Between. Because you had 30-something, right?
But I got to get rid of some more. It's ridiculous. I've got some winter boots that I can probably get rid of that I haven't worn in years.
So we asked the show staff, you know, we sent it out and said, hey, count how many shoes you have in your closet.
Okay.
I don't know what's the average, but my wife and I...
Okay, combined, okay.
Yeah, this is my wife and I combined, but you know that most of those are my wife's.
Okay. Well, give us
you should have done yours, too.
Well, give us separate.
Well, I know I could tell you how many I have just off the top of my head. I have two dress shoes. I have four pairs of Vans, some low-top Vans. Then I have my basketball shoes,
eight.
Two pairs of gym shoes.
9, 10.
My house shoes.
11
pairs.
Flip-flops?
I have flip-flops, yeah.
So you got to count everything.
Two pairs of flip-flops.
13. 13 pairs.
You probably have a few more than you're not counting.
But overall, in our closet, between the two of us, we have 43. Now, if we're counting the sandals, probably about 46.
That's it?
Kenzie only has,
My wife throws, she gets rid of the shoes she doesn't wear.
I'm amazed. I expected her number to be up there with Kelly.
Because she loves shoes, too. But
or
Kelly,
more.
I thought she'd be up there with Kelly, too. I didn't know Kelly had 100.
I'm so embarrassed.
How many did you have?
I'm kind of embarrassed, too.
Yeah?
I put them all, because it was kind of hard to count, and I put them all on my living room floor. And
wow, the buildup is killing me.
I have
literally
49 pair of shoes.
By yourself?
By myself.
Wow.
That's not bad.
49. Well, Alan had, what did he say, 38?
You have more than Alan, dude.
You should have seen the bag I took to Goodwill from him.
Yeah,
he got rid of a lot.
I've gotten rid of probably 10 pair in the last year, maybe even more than that. I filled up a trash bag.
Now, Jenna, you're our fashionista on the show. You're our style queen.
But I want to say something. I've become more quality over quantity, and I hated myself when I moved. Moving is the best thing you can do to get rid of stuff, because when I moved, I counted. I had over 100 pairs of shoes. So 6 months ago, I got rid of a ton.
Okay. Yeah.
But now I'm full of self-loathing again because I counted this morning.
All right. Jenna, how many pairs of shoes?
I've been buying a lot of sneakers.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was cool. I have 65.
65 pairs of shoes for Jenna.
Wow.
I just got rid of like half, though.
Making Kelly.
I hate it.
I know, it's bad.
The queen of the shoes.
There you go, Kelly.
Wow.
I thought you were going to save me, Jenna.
Who would have thought?
I'm sorry. I know. Right. I want to get rid of more. I hate that I have that many.
Well, you guys.
That, like, you know, it's like you have an excuse for every pair you have.
Yeah,
you're
right.
I guess. Turns out Kelly is not the only one. She doesn't only have a bunch of shoes. There's something else she has a bunch of.
What? You know what else I have a lot of, and I should have counted, is underwear.
Oh.
Whoa.
I have so many pairs of panties, like ugly ones, and I wear, you know, since we got married, I've been wearing prettier panties.
If you need AE to help you out, kind of cull through some of those.
They're bad. You wanted me to put on a fashion show for it. No, I'll just go through them.
You've been wearing nicer ones now that you're married?
I try to,
don't take up much room, though.
Right.
You're wearing your good underwear today.
Yeah. But then you accidentally see the
they're
the
bad.
Holes in
I
there.
Need to get rid of them. I mean, you keep them because you can. That's the deal.
Do you have underwear that are older than your daughter?
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, you can throw those away.
Yeah, you got to get rid of those.
You can probably throw those away. Alan don't want to see that.
We don't want to see that. Anything from the 90s, we don't want to see.
Yeah, anything pre-Alan in the underwear department.
I got to get rid of some things today.
Go ahead and toss that.
Please toss that.
I'm telling you, it's very cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Maybe take a picture of your underwear collection for us.
Curtis, if you're listening to me, stay away from those 49 pairs of shoes in the living room.
Oh, no, Al.
That's Al's
dog. Let them out?
Yeah.
Because he has to count them.
I guarantee he's chewing on the most expensive pair. He's found the most expensive
Get away
pair.
From the shoes, Curtis.
Your count is going down as we speak. If you want to check out the podcast we have, including Kelly's and the rest of the support staff, go to KidNation.com. We have them all listed there. They're great to listen to if you have a long drive this weekend.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So I went to a concert in the Burbs last night. It was a
concert in the
show.
Burbs.
Yeah.
This don't seem like they go together. Concert and Burbs.
Al, the Burbs has everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything you can possibly need is up at the Burbs.
All right.
It's just an airplane right away.
Cool spot.
A bunch of people in there with the little strollers. And
no, this is a bunch of us adults having a good time listening to adult music.
Okay.
I wasn't the only one that went to a concert.
Is it quieter in the Burbs?
Yes.
Do they have to keep... Is it quiet?
Concert? It's quiet by the houses, but where it's party. The party life is crazy, yo.
It's over 8:30, man.
Yo. You know what? I would actually like that.
I was home by 10.
Wow.
15. Thank you very much.
Okay, got the kids in
the
bed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. No, the kids stayed home.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's a party scene out there.
All right.
Justin, you were doing a little partying last night?
Yes, I went to Khalid's concert downtown.
Ooh,
yes, Young Dumb. Young Dumb and Broke, send me your location.
Is that one over by 10 also?
Is that, by the way?
Was it over by 10 also?
Yes.
It was?
I'm trying to, what's the question?
Was the party over
was
by 10?
Oh, was the party over by, no. No, it was over at like 10:30, got home at like 12 because... I also live in the burbs. It's the wrong place to be, y'all, for my age. 23 and in the burbs.
It is.
Yeah, you
just people with their
there.
Families. I know. I need to be out there closer to the scene.
Yeah, you need to be at the scene.
Because that drive is too far.
How was Khalid live, though?
Oh, he was so good. I got to interview him.
Here at this time tomorrow morning, you'll get to hear
Monday,
that interview.
Yeah,
Monday.
Monday morning, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's
hear
Saturday.
The interview. But he's 19, very successful already. He's got, like, celebrity friends. Just started, like, this year is, like, his blow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and he's from El Paso. People love him. He's got a great voice, raised by his mom, loves her so much.
Good.
She quit. She gave up her music career so she could raise him. And now he is doing it himself.
Awesome. And blowing up.
I know. And she plays like a Cookie Lyons, like telling him where the hook should go. Aww. And
cool.
Helping him with his music.
Was she there? Did you get to see her?
No, I wanted to go see her. I wanted to see her, but no. I also asked him if she's going to be on his next album. He's like, no, she's going to sing Circles Around Me. So, no.
So now we know he got his talent from his mama.
Yeah, Miss Fox is her name.
Miss Fox.
Miss Fox.
Is he a goofy guy?
She's
or
a
was
fox,
he...
Big Al.
Is she?
But she's taken.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, doggone.
Yeah.
Right. Got to keep bumbling, bro.
Yeah.
Was he a goofy guy, goofy or pretty
he
serious?
He was just chill.
Just chill guy?
Yeah, still stoner kid, you know, just lay back.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 19.
Khalid.
No. Yeah, he's like an old soul for a 19-year-old.
Anything crazy happened at the concert?
I wish. No. Oh, actually, yes. some girl just passed out in front of us.
What?
Wow. Yeah, she just passed out and fell on the floor, and we're all like, oh, no. And people get out their lights. They're like, security, security. No one showed up. And this girl's like unconscious on the floor. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, do you have water? No one had water, so I took the ice from my cup. I was like, give her ice, because that's all we got.
She was just dehydrated.
Took ice and just threw it on her face, and I cleared an aisle.
Oh,
and then she got
you.
Up and she ran and then threw up by my shoes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then she left.
Anything crazy happened at the concert in the Burbs, JC?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
This.
There was a diaper.
So many crazy things. I can't even name them all right now. That's all people dancing.
People exchanging coupons and stuff.
I tripped over a guy's walker.
I didn't even know they had concerts in the Burbs. I thought they just had churches.
Yes, we do.
And shopping.
We have concerts.
Churches and shopping.
We have concerts. We have all sorts of stuff.
You live right across the street
you know
from
what
where
it
they
is.
Were.
We have golf.
Oh.
That big new outdoor venue.
Yeah. Oh. True, you do have some
Oh,
golf.
You were at that cantina.
Yep.
Yes.
That's right, buddy. Had a good time.
I didn't know that.
Well,
my friend said there's a whole bunch of old people that party there.
No. They're regular age people. Well, we'll hear that interview on Monday morning.
Cool.
Justin and Khalid.
Yes, Monday.
Glad you had fun, buddy.
Young, dumb, and broke.
All right, let's get into fun do or fun don't.
All right.
You know, we scoured the internet. We found the coolest things that you may not have heard of yet because they're still trying to raise money for them. In fact, we have a fun do or fun don't update.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Remember Amabrush? 2 weeks ago, we told you about the electric toothbrush that looks like a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
The
one
you put in your mouth, and then it brushes all your teeth at the same time in only 10 seconds.
Can you imagine brushing your teeth as you're washing your face? I always want to do that anyway. I can't do anything when I'm brushing my teeth.
I would brush it for longer than 10 seconds because I can keep going on about my day.
I love it.
Their goal was $58,782.
They did very well, right?
Days to go, 7. 2 weeks ago, they had raised $1.3 million.
Wow.
So a week later, or 2 weeks later, their total is $2,539,578.
What are they going to do with all that extra money?
Make more.
Exactly.
Apparently,
that's what they need.
Yeah, demand is there.
The demand is going to definitely be there.
Distribution. I love it.
I'd like to say that
it depends on how expensive it is.
I think we had something to do with that.
I think it's great.
It's a great idea. So we move on. We'll maybe find the next Amma brush for you.
Okay.
How about Easy on Babies?
Easy what?
What? Your pronunciation of these things is so funny. Easy on Babies.
Babies. Babies.
Babies?
Yes. Babies.
Well,
they spell baby. B-A-B-E-E-Z. Babies.
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 Okay, what is it?
Probably babies.
Designed for, of course, it's for babies. Designed for fast and easy access during baby diaper changes, you guys. So if you're looking to have a baby, listen to this.
Are you always saying no when it's your turn to change the baby's diaper? It is such a struggle with a traditional baby bodysuit. The snap closure is in such an inconvenient place. Mm-hmm. The snaps are way too difficult to close. You have to lift the baby and the bodysuit out of the way when changing the diaper. And you have to change the baby's clothes when the diaper leaks onto the garment.
Yeah.
Easy on Babies to the rescue. Easy on Babies is a brand new, innovative baby bodysuit made of high-quality fabrics and finishes, designed with babies' comfort and busy parents in mind. The struggle is real with traditional baby bodysuits. They are so impractical and cumbersome, with a snap closure located between the baby's legs. Our new Easy on Babies has a front waist opening for easy access. Our comfort liner is wet resistant, so if there is some minor wetness, you can just wipe it clean and dry. No need to change the baby's clothing.
That is great.
Okay.
That
is great. So it's the same thing. It just has a Velcro around their belly button area.
Yeah, instead of by the crotch. Yeah. Prevents the leakage.
Okay.
That actually ended this morning. Their funding.
Oh, we just missed it.
But we could still play Fun Do or Fun Don't. Their goal was $12,500. Do you Fun Do or Fun Don't, Big Al Mac?
I think stuff for babies is always a good bet. It's always a good bet. So I'm going to say Fun Do.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't excite me, but I think it'd do okay.
Yeah. Jenna?
I don't want it.
You don't want it?
Anything to do with babies you want?
They raised, when it closed this morning, $32,323, making it a Fun Do for show.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Babies and kids, you can't go wrong.
How'd you pronounce that one again?
Easy on Babies. Well, just spell it like a baby then.
Babies. Why don't they call it Babe Easy?
Yeah.
You want
Babies.
There you go.
Remember my shirty? I should have Fun Dude that one.
Yeah, Babe Easy.
Fun Dude.
That'd be a good name for a nightclub.
Old Navy
fun
came
dude.
Out.
Babe Easy.
Oh, I thought you meant Fun Dude.
Oh.
Fun Dude.
Oh, that too.
All right, moving on.
All right.
Does sitting all day hurt your back, you guys?
Yes.
Well, let Seat AI. It's a smart cushion that gives you comfort and good posture. How does it work? Here you go.
Seat AI makes use of the properties of air. It can inflate or deflate to help you find the correct posture. First, fill the seat with plenty of air and take a seat. Then, let the air out slowly to find the optimal level of air pressure. The air inside the chair keeps circulating, making the Seat AI perfect for those who spend long hours sitting down. But most of all, Seat AI is comfortable. Seat AI takes pressure that is applied to one area and distributes it across the entire seat, so you can feel comfortable throughout the whole day. You can intuitively check and adjust the optimal pressure for the seat using the graph. You can visually monitor your sitting posture in real time. Everyone deserves to be happy, and we want to gift you the happiness of sitting.
It's like a memory foam for your butt.
Like a big old whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, when you let the air out, if it makes a noise and you can make a face, that'd be cool.
I wish it would just auto adjust to what you need.
Right.
Like being able to tell on your body what you need.
You got to do it manually. Maybe one day they'll get to the point where it'll do it. But their goal is $10,000. Fun Do or Fun Don't.
Not here. Nah.
Not into it, Al?
Doesn't excite me at all.
Doesn't excite you, but do you still see the money-making possibilities? Yeah. That's the thing.
I really don't.
No. Think of all the offices.
But Al, we have a different kind of job. Yeah, people are in office desk all day long.
Mm. Kelly?
I'm going to do it.
You're fun doing.
Fun doing.
Gina?
Yeah, it's boring, but I'm going to do it.
They have 19 days to go. So far, they raised $9,110.
Wow, cool.
Making it a possible fun do. It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
They had the other day, I was telling Kelly about this, these things you could put on your legs, and it turns into a chair. So you walk around. They look like stilts. Did you see that, Jenna?
No, I wasn't expecting you to say that. That's hilarious.
They look like stilts.
You put them on your butt.
You're walking around.
Is a chair anywhere?
You strap it on, and you can walk wherever you want and sit.
That's the laziest person ever.
That is great.
But it looks like you have two tails?
No, it's just
like dangling.
Looks like you're like cyborg almost. Like you have metal legs. Yeah, it's really cool.
They used to have this guy.
That is weird.
They used to have this guy that walked around this club, and he had like fake legs on his arms.
Yeah,
and he had a saddle on his back, and he'd walk around this club so girls could mount his back, and sit on his saddle. But he'd walk around like a horse.
Oh yeah, Kinsey rode him at the club. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Greatest job ever.
You got tips. All right, one more. Everyone needs that essential pair of black heels, especially Kelly and her 71
yes.
And flats.
You need that one more perfect pair.
Yeah, you need, and the flats that goes with everything, right? But most of the time, these hurt. That's why we make essential heels and flats that look classic on the outside and feel like sneakers on the inside. Here's how high-tech high heels works.
Introducing Antonia Saint New York, where technology meets tradition for the modern woman shoe. The secret of these amazing shoes is in their patent-pending technology, starting with a special insert including cushion at the base of the big toe to prevent sharp pain, triple-layered cushioning under the ball of the foot so no more stinging pain, and both inner and outer arch support maintains foot integrity with each step. In addition, the upper cushion support system means no more heel blisters, no more heel gap, side cushioning for comfort, deeper toe box providing more room around the toes, reinforced toe for longer wear, rubber outsole for flexibility and shock absorption, stronger heel tips for longer wear, abrasion-resistant heels so no more nicks, hidden stitches to prevent blisters, and superior materials which conform to the shape of the foot. For the past 2 years, we've been developing this shoe to exist for all of you. Please help us to make it happen. We believe that women deserve better because you can't be everything you were meant to be if part of your brain is always focused on the pain that you feel. All right. We can no longer allow something as simple as our footwear to hold us back. After all, you can't break a glass ceiling with a glass slipper.
That's right.
So please join us and help us to finally free the female and her feet.
How about just don't wear high heels?
I'm telling you. No, you have to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You have to.
Some people have to.
I am looking for the, I will fun do it. If there's a chance that she's got the secret to making your feet not hurt in high heels,
that's what they say.
I will chip in. Yeah.
Kelly's all in. All right. Jenna?
I think the shoe market's tough. I wear sneakers.
Jenna's out. She's not a high heel girl. Al?
I mean, I am, but not with some rando brand, no.
Anything with a toe box. I'm a fan, though.
Yeah. I didn't know that shoes had toe box.
Fun do.
Their goal is $50,000, 37 days left. So far, they have raised $52,802, making that a fun do.
There you go.
Need comfortable, sexy
shoes. I
wonder
how much they're going to be.
They look pretty expensive. That's three fun do's right there. If you're interested in seeing these, we'll post them up at kidnation.com. You go check them out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.